Today on Ancient Faith Radio, we're going to be talking about the Orthodox Christian laity. OCL is an independent, national, pan-Orthodox, non-profit educational association in Illinois for the purpose of advancing the renewal of the Orthodox Christian Church in the United States. And we're going to find out what all of that means, but also we're going to be talking about an upcoming conference that they are inviting you to participate in. So today we're privileged to be talking with the executive director of OCL, George Matsoukas, as well as their president, George Karkazes. And first, George Matsoukas, we want to say welcome to you.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be talking to you all.
And George Karkazes, nice to be chatting with you again.
And certainly enjoy the opportunity. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, let's begin. I'll let you decide between the two Georges here. Who would like to talk about the founding and purpose? We gave a little bit of the purpose at the beginning, but let's go a little deeper and tell us more about OCL.
Actually incorporated as a not-for-profit Illinois 501c3 30 years ago. It was a group of people that were called together by Jim Clu, George, of blessed memory, who had brought people that he knew from his early days in the 1950s in the Goya movement, Dr. Andrew Copan, former national chairman of Goya, as well as Sotiri Tsutsuris and Bill Tennant from New York. They were from people from all over the country. Were called together to get together and see if there was some way that an organization could be funded, basically to act as an educational ministry, but also to talk about the goal. John, you mentioned one of the primary ones was Orthodox unity, to bring together all of the 14 overlapping jurisdictions of Orthodox in the United States, as well as to advocate for transparency and accountability in church governance. So that was the start. This is our 30th annual meeting. We've had meetings across the country for 30 years. Our board meets usually in different cities. We started out maybe with two or three meetings a year. We're down to two now. So this year we'll be observing our 30th annual meeting. It's our 30 years in existence. And every year we've had an annual meeting with a conference with speakers and trying to draw people from across the country and from all the Orthodox jurisdictions. So this year it'll be in Chicago, and maybe George Matsoukas can give us a little bit of a background on the meeting and the speakers.
Yeah, and George, before you do that, how long have you been involved with OCL?
I've been involved with the Orthodox Christian laity for 28 years. As George said, that he made reference to some of the founders being members of Goya, which were the movement in the 50s, but really some of the founders go back before that. They were veterans of the war who came back with great enthusiasm for unity of the Orthodox jurisdictions in America and established COLA, Council of Eastern Orthodox Youth Leaders of America, which predates Goya, and they were able to assemble in their history before and during the period of Goya, the first pan-Orthodox gatherings that gathered thousands and thousands of very passionate veterans, really, their families, who had a vision for unity, and they were the group that brought the hierarchs for the first time together in a program in Pennsylvania. We had that as one of our annual programs highlighting CIOLA, and we were able to help gather and preserve primary sources of that history, which are preserved in an archive that Orthodox Christian laity maintains with DePaul University in Chicago. We have a very complete archive of our 30-year history. And in Galatians, it says, "Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up."
What do you think, George Matsoukas, is your greatest accomplishment over the past 30 years? What would you look back on and say, this was a pivotal moment and something that we're very proud of?
Well, I think that one of the things for the last 8 years, Orthodox Christian laity was one of the few organizations that was very supportive of the call by the patriarchs to help establish canonical order in the United States when they met and signed the protocols to eventually call together the Holy and Great Council. We were the only group reporting systematically the progress up to that event.
Yeah, I think in addition to that, if I can add the fact that we were very supportive of the convening of the Assembly of Bishops. We raised some money and donated at the very beginning to the first meeting of the Assembly of Bishops. We've been trying to report on it. We've been acting as a little bit of a gadfly in the sense that we've been urging them to move more quickly. And we've been calling for them to publish their minutes and to be more open and transparent. We understand that they feel restrained in making any public announcements because they don't want to get ahead of themselves and they want to make sure that anything they do is by consensus. But I think one of our accomplishments really has been by talking about Orthodox unity for 30 years, we can at least claim to have been somewhat responsible for pushing at least the various heads of the Orthodox churches to meet in Chambéry and finally bring about the Assembly of Bishops around the world. We certainly were disappointed that Ligonier did not achieve what their public statement said that they were going to do, but things move a little more slowly, and we've been actively advocating for Orthodox unity and for a change in the manner in which our hierarchs view the process. We're looking for more openness and more transparency, and the decisions not just be announced, but they be explained, and not only should they be just, but they should be justifiable. And so those are the kinds of things that I think we can point to. At least we've been advocating.
I also believe that one of our great achievements has been our publications. We're a very small organization, but we have, in the 30-year history, contributed with wonderful occasional papers, 8 occasional papers on various topics of renewal in the church. And our initial project was the Project for Orthodox Renewal, which was a book that was developed over the course of 2 years, which relates back to the unity because half of the book discusses the way we could begin to address unity, and it outlines that. And eventually, in the 30-year period, we see that the patriarchs did sort of convene this assembly of bishops, which was outlined in this book. So I think the book, the Project for Orthodox Renewal, is a great achievement of our history.
If I could add in on that, John, I think another achievement is having been able to bring together a rather amazing board of advisors. We've been blessed to have as our spiritual advisor Archbishop Nathaniel of the Romanian Episcopate of the OCA. For at least the last 20 years, he's been on our advisory board. We've been blessed also to have Archbishop Michael of New York, New Jersey, Archbishop Benjamin of San Francisco, and only last year, Metropolitan Isaiah of the Denver Metropolis of the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese joined our advisory board.
Well, let's transition to the program itself. This is the 30th anniversary, so it's a significant event for OCL. George Matsoukas, tell us about the plans, the date, and who the speakers are.
Right. In the framework, the topic that we discussed and settled on was Orthodox Christianity in America. Where are we going? The future of Orthodox Church in the American cultural setting. And we have 4 distinguished speakers. Their remarks will sort of relate back to this concept, but Father Frank Marangis, a former dean of the Cathedral of Holy Cross in the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese in New York, and the former National Director of Religious Education and Executive Director of Communications for the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese, will be discussing the topic, Finding Our Voice, Orthodox Leadership for the 21st Century. And Father Hans Jacobsi, who is pastor of a mission parish, Antiochian Mission Parish of St. Peter, in Fort Myers, Naples, Florida, and also has Orthodoxy Today, and directs the American Orthodox Institute, a research and education organization concerned with cultural and moral issues. He will address the topic, the challenge of secularism in the local parish. Dr. Francis Costarellos, professor of anthropology and sociology at the College of Arts and Sciences at the State University of Chicago, will be addressing the issue of monasticism in the United States. Her topic is religious pluralism, fundamentalism, and contested identities in North American Orthodox Christian religious life, the case study of the Greek Orthodox Church in America. And Bishop Paul, who is the Hierarch of the Midwest for the Orthodox Church in America, who resides in Chicago, will be a speaker and will update us on the work of the Assembly of Bishops and this meeting that has just concluded at the end of this week. And we hope that we will get a better understanding of where the church is moving and how it's moving toward unity. So that is our program. We're grateful to the speakers who agreed to participate. We have people registered from around the country, but most of the audience will come locally from the Chicago area. And we hope that people can go to our website, www.ocl.org, and they can register all the information. There's a $50 registration fee for participation in the conference, which will include a continental breakfast and lunch. And if people are wanting to stay over, the hotel information is on the website. Everything you need to know is on the website. So we hope to see an audience there that is interested in the future of Orthodoxy and where we are going and growing, hopefully, in America.
So the dates again, the date for the public, where the public is invited, is actually
Saturday, October 28th.
All right.
And it's at Holy Resurrection Serbian Orthodox Cathedral Community Center.
All right. That's Saturday, October 28th at 8:30 in the morning is when it gets started and goes through the day, including lunch and a panel discussion then in the afternoon. George Karkazes?
Right.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. We'll be have registration starting at 8:30, and then we'll have the speakers in the morning, and then break for lunch, and then we'll have all the speakers back, and we'll have a moderated panel discussion so they can interact and also take questions from the audience. Over the years, because we've had meetings and sometimes in smaller towns, we've recorded the presentations, and they're usually up on our website sometime after these meetings. You know, last year we met in Salt Lake City, and every year we've been in a different, usually in a different town. I think this is our third time that we've been in Chicago, but we've had meetings around the country.
Yes, so we will be there, and we'll look forward to recording the sessions and make the talks available both on the OCL website as well as our own. So, George Matsoukas, any last comments or recommendations?
I would like to just let people know that the Holy Resurrection Serbian Orthodox Cathedral is at 5701 North Redwood Drive in Chicago. It's near the O'Hare Airport area of Chicago.
If you're on the Kennedy Expressway headed toward the airport and look over to the left, you can actually see the domes there. And if you would like to have more information and register, there is a $50 registration fee, and you can go to OCL.org. That's OCL, which stands for Orthodox Christian Laity, .org. That's where all the information is available. And I want to thank both George Matsoukas, who's the executive director, and George Karkazes, who is the president of the Orthodox Christian Laity. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.